ko Rangitoto, te maunga, tiru nei taku ngākau. Ko te moana nui a kiwa, te moana, e mahia nei a kumaharahara. No Tāmaki Makaurau a hau, e mihi ana ki ngā tohu o nehe o ngā motu e noho nei au ko Sophie Fasimohinoa. Tōku ingoa. Well, it still feels fresh to say. Yeah, so good to be with you guys this morning. Yeah, just in my PPR, I just talked about how Rangitoto is the mountain that captures my heart. The Pacific Ocean is the ocean where my worries drift away. I'm from Auckland, and I'm mihi to the ancestral spiritual landmarks of New Plymouth, where I now live. Yeah, so it's so good to be here this morning. I'm so glad I made it. I actually flew in this morning from Tāmaki, and then I started getting a little cold last night, so I was like, oh, heck, are we going to make it? But we're here, we've got tissues, and I'll keep a safe distance as well. But a little bit about me, I just thought I'd share a bit of myself. I think I've got this cool doodacky. Nice. So this is a photo. I was so tempted when I started looking through photos just to like show you heaps, but I was like, I'll just stick with one. I'm that girl. So I'm Sophie. A little bit about me. I love my family. Family's probably the most important thing in my life. As you all know, I recently got married to Ethan, who sends his apologies. He's actually at a noho learning te reo Māori at the moment, so he's away this morning. We got married in March on Maungawhau in Mount Eden, and this is my whānau. And yes, being an auntie to my three little nieces, one's hiding in a pack there, is one of life's greatest joys for me. I absolutely love it. I also love to travel. That's a big thing for me too. Up until COVID, I was actually living in Palestine and working in Israel, but had to kind of come back as borders were closing, and it got a bit hectic to come home when COVID hit. But I'm just a sponge. I feel like I love just learning how other people in other countries and cultures live and find meaning in their lives. I love it. And and the last thing I just thought I'd share about me is that I really come alive when I'm journeying alongside young people, which brought me to New Plymouth 3 years ago for a job here at a transitional youth home where we still live. And this year has brought me to Mosaic Youth. So it was pretty cool when I was reading through this passage about developing endurance. As I was reading it, I realised that it actually speaks to the heart of youth work and the heart of youth development. I remember still when I went to my first block course for youth work 2.5 years ago, and that's also where I met Ethan. But aside from, you know, love at first sight, I remember one of the first things I heard from one of our tutors was that crisis is the kickstarter for change. And I remember when I first heard this, I was actually quite confused by it. I didn't quite get it. I just thought, crises are just the worst. They're opportunities for disaster. They're opportunities for life to fall apart. I couldn't quite get in my head how they're seen in this positive light as a kickstarter for change and for positive outcomes. But I now understand, and I think this passage speaks really beautifully to this, is that they can be catalysts for positive change, and particularly for our young people to renegotiate their relationships with the world around them. And in that, yeah, it builds towards right relationship, towards wholeness, and it gives opportunities to grow in endurance. So as this passage says, relating to this, that we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope in salvation. I'm like, yeah, crisis. It can actually be a really good thing. But I'll come back to unpack this in a little bit more, but a little bit just about why I do what I do. I think the following verse speaks to it beautifully. As it says, "And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." So yeah, for me, it's quite simple. The Spirit has filled my heart with love for our young people in our community. I honestly think I just have the best job in the world that I get to hang out with young people for my mahi. I love it. And because I really love these young people, I know the problems and the trials that they go through. I'm sure we're all well aware in terms of mental health that Aotearoa has the second highest rate of suicide in the developed world. You know, housing shortages, addictions, relationship breakdowns, there's so much that our young people go through. And out of God's dear love for them, my heart breaks for these things and has a fire to make our community a great place for our young people to grow up in, and wanting to be part of building this faith-based endurance in our young people. So coming back to verse 3 and 4 about our problems and trials, I think this quote kind of speaks to it beautifully. How do we actually work? How does it actually work to develop endurance, strength, character and hope from our problems and trials? Or in other words, how do we turn crisis into change opportunities? I can only speak with my youth worker hat on. So putting that on, as youth workers, it's our role to respond and identify to the needs of our young people, not react to the behaviours of them. And that's what builds up, ultimately, their mana, their courage and their endurance. And so Lloyd Martin is kind of the godfather of youth work in Aotearoa, and he says, when we focus on meeting the needs rather than to simply focus on problem behaviours often seem to go away on their own. And I love in this way that when we're meeting the needs of our young people, that's what's actually growing their endurance to overcome crisis. I think at the moment this makes me think where Mosaic's at. We're finding that more and more of our young people that are coming to Mosaic are actually coming from the community, not from within churches or kind of church-connected whānau, which is super exciting. And I actually just wanted to mahi to you, Andrew, with building some of those relationships and these young people from the community just being so keen to belong and to get to know Jesus is really exciting. While our focus could easily go to, you know, the so-called rebels at the back of the room who are sneaking out for vape breaks, this shows me that actually we do need to focus on meeting them in their needs, and that's what's going to create this endurance in them. We know they're there because they're hungry for acceptance, for belonging, and to know God's love for them. So that's where we set out to meet them in those needs. And I'm just going to nerd out for a little bit more, if that's okay. This is the last thing of my youth work stuff, but I can't help it. I love it. Circle of mana, everyone. I'll give you a tool to take home, put in your kite. So the circle of mana is basically what we use as youth workers to identify what the needs of our young people are. So it talks about how, it's our compass, it's the lens that we look through, and it talks about how universally we each have four key needs, and particularly for those growing up, these are their four key needs. So I'll speak to each one of these just using a few stories from Mosaic at the moment. So the first one is belonging and identity. That's where the circle starts, and it's kind of the one that's most important to focus on. It's this idea, quite simply, that we need to belong and to know who we are. So one example of this, just 2 weekends ago, we took a crew from Mosaic out to Parihaka for Puanga Festival, and it was actually so beautiful just connecting with some of the young people. One of them, his highlight from the day literally was sitting for a few hours at the gravestone of his nan who was buried out there, and he was just like, I saw him after lunch and I was like, how's the day going? He's like, mean as, I've been sitting with nan, like, and he was stoked at this just connection again to his identity as Māori in this space. For others, their highlight was learning waiata and singing together around the bonfire. But again, these moments of our young people, both Pākehā and Māori, knowing who they are and their identity is actually really important to meet that need and grow this endurance. Another way we do this at Mosaic is every Friday we share a kai together, so dinner is a big part of our night. And again, this idea that actually it's really simple, but when you're sitting over a table from each other sharing a meal, the sense of belonging just naturally grows each week. Another way this looks like is we're putting more energy into kind of small groups where we get our young people to split into smaller crew at the end of the night and to unpack what they learnt in the talk or what they're learning about their faith or just get whatever it is on their heart off their chest. The next area is achievement and competence. So it's this idea of becoming good at something. We all have a need to become good at something and to have that competence recognised and affirmed by other people. One example of this that I get super excited about, and it's quite close to my heart too, is we have 3 awesome interns, and they are all high school leavers, so they're, you know, just left high school themselves. One of these youth interns, so we get together every Thursday for kind of spiritual direction and formation, and then they help run Mosaic on Fridays. One of them used to be my young person, actually, and last year he came to know Jesus. And when you know him and you know his story and how much he has overcome in his life, and now seeing him leading these other young people, and it was pretty cool. We had a catch-up last week, and he said that being a leader at Mosaic and now studying at Praxis 2 is the best thing that's ever happened to me. So just seeing him thriving because he's grown in this achievement and competence, it's all part of, what God's doing, really. And the next area is influence and responsibility. So we all have a need to shape and take responsibility for our own decisions, to have that autonomy. And as simple as it is, what this looks like at Mosaic is we always have team building games. So as well as just having fun, silly games, we just have a laugh. We always try to do games that actually push our young people to, have a bit of storming, norming, forming kind of stuff to figure out how they can win. So in that, they're actually taking responsibility. Again, our interns that help run Mosaic with us, and at the moment we've got this group called Going Deeper, which is a smaller group who have decided to come early on Fridays, and we just go deeper into learning who Jesus is, what he did, why it matters, and seeing them take responsibility for their faith and seeing them grow has been beautiful. And the last area, which is an area I'm getting really excited about, is generosity or manaakitanga, the idea that we all have a need to live generously, right, by responding to the needs of others. And so this is where I kind of see, I feel like God's churning in terms of his mission in the community outside of Mosaic. How can we be part of serving our community around us? So as a church, I'd be keen if you hold me to this because it's where we want to move. Awesome. Thanks for geeking out with me, everyone. Youth worker hat off. Actually, I can't take it off. Cool. But bringing it all back to this passage, I love how N.T. Wright describes this passage from Romans as being like an unfurling rose flower. He says, verses 1 and 2 are the tight, compact rosebud packed with extraordinary meaning, summarizing what Paul wants to communicate in the rest of Romans chapter 5. And that is that being in the presence of the living God, as you can read as I'll kind of explain it, that being in the presence of the living God by faith through Jesus is the great theme that contextualizes everything else that follows. That we are renewed humans in whom the living God dwells and acts to redeem his wounded and waiting creation, revealing his glory. And I think this whole thing about faith gets me real pumped too. Recently we were having a kōrero with some of the young people and we were just writing down some of the big burning questions we all have about faith. You know, those ones that we have but we put in our pocket and we kind of don't tell people because we're a bit embarrassed that we don't know the answer. But we started talking about these things and then one of our young people didn't quite follow the brief, but he just got so excited and he wrote down, "He is amazing," about God. And I just love that in him experiencing God's goodness in faith, it was kind of like this aha moment. So I still have that piece of paper at home because I just both think it's kind of funny but also beautiful. So from there, from this place of faith, being in right relationship with God, the rosebud opens into all its glorious petals in the following verses, drawing out the implications of what our faith really means. That because of faith, in verse 3, we can rejoice too in suffering when we run into problems and trials. So really, when I'm pinning down what this passage is all about, it's all about faith. In Jesus, we can both rejoice in being in right relationship with God, and we can also rejoice in our current suffering, because suffering is the catalyst in this process, producing endurance, character, and hope in our salvation. And the hope of sharing in God's glory is the end point. Through faith, God meets our needs in both the highs and the lows of life, in our celebrations and in crisis. So at Mosaic, it's simple. We're all about this. We're all about faith. We invite youth to experience God's love and to journey alongside them as they discover this unfurling rose flower of what this means for their lives. And as their needs are met, we invite them to take up their cross with developing endurance and to follow Jesus in the redemption of all creation. And it happens through silly games like this. Pretty cool. Yeah, so that's just a little bit about where Mosaic's at the moment and, the way I'm seeing it. Thanks.